Hello, Indian fans, and welcome to the most recent edition of the Warpath Podcast. Today we're visiting with Glenn Salazar, Harlandale High School class of 2002. Glenn was a member of the Harlandale football team, played in one of the most memorable games in Harlandale history, a 29-28 week zero victory against the Marshall Rams. The Rams were ranked number one in the region when we played them. We surprised a lot of people. We didn't surprise Indian fans. But Glenn was a defensive back for us in that game. Glenn, what do you remember about that game?
I remember it was my first varsity game. I remember it being probably the longest game I'd ever played in. We had a rain delay at halftime, then we had one of the players go down right after halftime. I just remember it being really long.
It was a long game. It had a happy ending. Glenn, I remember you had a picture in the newspaper the next day. What was your most memorable play of the night?
I was in the front page. That'll always stay with me, but most memorable would probably be when Alfred Sines stripped the ball from the quarterback at the goal line. I remember coming in from the outside and looking around the pile and just seeing Alfred coming out with the ball and running down the middle of the field.
Alfred Sines was a sophomore strong safety, I believe, on that team, and it was a goal line stand that preserved the victory with under a minute left to go in the game. That was a big play. Glenn, after Harlandale, you graduated in 2002, went on to Texas A&M University. Tell us about your time there.
After I left Harlandale, I went to A&M College Station. I was part of the Corps Cadets Company C2. While there, I was, as a freshman, had the privilege of being part of the freshman drill team. And then as a junior, part of the Ross Volunteers. It was a great time.
Great memories for you there, Glenn. Great university. I think I cut you off. You were going to say?
I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's just an amazing university.
We're very proud of you for going to A&M. You got a degree there from A&M?
Yeah, I got a bachelor's in wildlife and fishery science.
And from there, Glenn came back to San Antonio. He's now a member of San Antonio's finest. He's an officer at San Antonio Police Department. Tell us how your time at Harlandale prepared you for some of the challenges that you face today.
So just being part of the football team, some of the workouts, summer workouts, just the workouts in general, being part of the team, how you guys prepared us. Y'all didn't just prepare us to go out and play on the field. It seemed like y'all are preparing us more for life after school, after high school. And all those lessons that y'all taught seem to be more than just football lessons. So going through the academy, the stress didn't seem as much after going through some of the boot camps and those hard workouts you guys put us through.
Well, Glenn, that's very kind of you. I know your coaches will be very happy to hear that. Glenn, you married a Harlandale girl.
I did. Monica Ramos, class of 03. She graduated with my sister. We've been together. This summer will be 11 years. Married.
Congratulations.
A little over 3 years now. We have a daughter, my daughter Annalise, and my son Glenn. She's 3 and he's 2.
Awesome. Glenn, a Harlandale boy marries a Harlandale girl, raising a Harlandale family. I don't think it gets any better than that. Hey, Glenn, thank you for visiting with us today. Best wishes to you and Monica, and best of luck in your career with the police department.
Thanks for having me, folks.